Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
I count it a privilege to be here opening this series. This is a three-week series called Hotspot. Some of you are wondering, what is Hotspot? Hindi po yun yung meeting place nung araw ng tawag hotspot. Yun po yung panahon ng mga ni John Webb o ni panahon nung 1960s. Pero ang hotspot po ngayon, ang ibig sabihin, it's a place where you go to a restaurant and then you expect for a Wi-Fi connection. Yun po yung hotspot. Kaya po tinawag nating hotspot. Huwag na lang po kayong umorder. Kasi wala tayong kape dito. Dun lang po yun. Props po natin to. But we're glad that we are here. We're talking about this hotspot because when you say hotspot, it's a place where you can get connected via internet, and you would want to send an email, check your Facebook, you know, upload a post on your website or on your Instagram, send a picture or via Twitter. Then this is it. You want to be in a hotspot where you can get connected. Yesterday, I was running, and I went to Boso just to run. And when I went there, I had my iPhone connected, and I had my Bible application, so that I can hear the scriptures being read to me by Mr. McLean, you know. And I had this application. And I was running and listening to, and while listening to my Bible. Have you tried that? That's for free. Download that Gateway app. Or YouVersion app. And then you can go and listen. As long as you're connected to the internet, you will hear the guy read the Bible for you. And then suddenly in the middle of my run, it stopped. So I have to stop and check it. I found out I don't have any more an internet connection. So no Wi-Fi, no 3G, no LTE. And it's all just smart. My smart connection to my phone connection. And so I was thinking, man, while I was there, I was thinking maybe somebody should invent an application that can send a post via your cell phone, via smart. You know, you text your post, and then it will connect to smart, and smart will send it to your Twitter account. What about that for an app, you know? And I said, maybe we can do that. Maybe you can continue on, take pictures, and then still send, because I had a smart connection. But internet connection is quite an important thing nowadays in our culture. But you know what? There's another connection that we need to put priority on. And that is our connection with God and with the rest of the world. That is very crucial. And that's going to be our topic for the next 3 weeks. But today we're going to focus on our connection to God. We're talking about source. We're talking about in sync with one another, and we're talking about share on the third week, which is focused on having the gospel be shared to the nations of the world. Talking about 10 days, talking about world missions, going to abroad and be a missionary, and that's what we're about. It's sharing the gospel, sharing the blessings that we have, and it will be a blessing to the nations of the world. That's basically the Great Commission. Having said that, today we're going to focus on the source. But I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22. And I'd like us to read this passage of Scripture. We're reading New International Version. New International Version. And I'd like you to bring that with you every time you come. Bring your applications on your iPad if you have. But I'd like us to read from this passage. Let's all stand as we read God's word together in reverence to Him and His word, starting in verse 34 up to verse 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested Him with this question: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." This is the word of the Lord for us today. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of this commandment. Because we know that the law and the commands of God would point us Lord to God, to Christ. And so, Lord, I pray today that even as we look at the conversation between the law experts and Jesus Christ, Lord God, I pray that as we look at it, that we, the readers today and the listeners today, will be able to see our part in this question, our part in Jesus' answer of loving God and loving others. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say a big, big amen, amen and amen. Go ahead and take your seats. Some people are desperate to be connected. Some are like this one in this picture, if you can put that on the PowerPoint. So desperate, in order to steal your neighbor's internet connection, you climb to the roof just to get connected, especially if you're in the province, you know. Who among you, you're using your neighbor's internet? Don't raise your hands. Meron yung mga ba password, pag-click mong ganun, sabi niya, buy your own connection. Mahiya ka naman. And they're so creative nowadays, so you can't borrow the internet connection. But that's really crucial, as I've said, not just here, in obviously in the city, but even in a provincial-like place like that one, that it's becoming a need. Companies cannot run without this connection. And so it's very crucial. And so, but what are we really talking about today? We're talking about discipleship. You heard about, you know, our pastors welcoming each one of us, introducing to us that we are here to honor God and make disciples. And yet making disciples can only make sense if we have a connection with God. And that is very crucial. And one of our, the founders, the one of the founders of our movement, Pastor Steve Merle, once said that the Great Commission, it says here, the Great Commission should flow out of the greatest commandment. The Great Commission should flow out of the greatest commandment. And we've just mentioned and read to us the greatest commandment. And then if you know the greatest commandment, then greatest commission will make sense. You know, making disciples will make sense if we honor God. Without that, then making disciples won't really make sense. Talking about one of our founders, Pastor Rice Brooks is coming this week here in the Philippines. After 29 years, he'll be leading a seminar, a conference on engaged evangelism, and looking forward to see him this week. And so this is our focus today. Now the scripture, there was a conversation between the group of the Sadducees and the Pharisees to interrogate Jesus to find out if he was really the Son of God. And so they have asked questions, and Jesus was able to satisfy them as far as theological, as far as theology, as far as now legally, because the experts of the law now asked him. The Sadducees asked him some questions, and Jesus responded by explaining the resurrection life. And because of that, the Bible says the Sadducees were silenced. Silenced. In other words, they don't have anything to say. They were silenced. Natameme po sila sa Tagalog. Tama ba yan? Napatameme sila. Sobrang galing ni Jesus. Napatameme yung mga Sadducees. That's why they're sad, you see. And so when they were so sad, here comes the Pharisees. Because Pharisees and Sadducees are not in right terms, in good terms. And so when the Pharisees saw the Sadducees were silenced, they were elated that they had victory over the Sadducees. But their victory is short-lived because their purpose and their main goal is not really to win over the Sadducees, but actually to look for the defeat of Christ. So now they've invented a new quest, not invented, but a powerful, amazing questions. Because among the Jewish people, they're very well aware of the number of laws of Moses. There are around, to be exact, 613 laws of Moses. Now, they knew about this, but they wonder, how can an average Jewish person apply 613 laws in reality? Tell me, how are you going to apply? How do you know that you've already violated 559th law? I mean, there's so many of them. You can't even count them anymore. And so now they want to summarize. And if Jesus is really the Son of God, let's ask this tough question. What was the question? Give us the greatest commandment of all time. Jesus paused for a while and gave him the answer. And this is what he said. The first and greatest commandment is. Then he quoted Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 and says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your what? With all your strength. Now he's saying, you love the Lord your God with all your heart. Heart speaks of thoughts, the seat of thoughts. And it says, love God with all your thoughts. Love God with all your soul. It speaks of emotion. With all your soul and your passion. You know, some people say, oh, emotion lang yan, just emotion. Hey, God has given you emotion. Emotion is God originated. It did not originate from hell. It came from God. If you need to cry, cry, but not now. But if you need to be happy, be happy, you know? Emotion is godly. It's okay as long as, you know. But it says, but you love God with all your heart. With all your heart. The seat of thoughts, your heart. That's how the Jewish people look at it. And then soul, your emotion. And with all your will. Strength represents of the will of man. And says you love God with conviction. You love God with all your heart. And with all your thoughts. And with all your soul. What an amazing, amazing command. It's so amazing. Nobody could do it. How many know sometimes you can love God with all your heart, but you miss on emotion? Or maybe you can love God with all your heart, with all your soul, but, you know, there's no will at all, you know? And you miss it. And sometimes, we're not talking about 316 laws. We're just talking about the description of your of loving God. And yet sometimes we miss it. And how many of you know it's just normal for a human being because that's what the scripture says. Isaiah 59 says this. It says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. How many of you know the arm of God is longer than plastic man's arm? His hands is not too short to save. His ears are not too dull to hear. He could hear. He could pick up all, you know, the noise. Surely his ears are not too dull to hear. And then it says, verse 2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. In other words, the reason why we don't have any connection is because of a problem. That's human's condition. That is our fallen condition. Because of our sins, no matter what you do with your gadget, there will be no connection. No internet connection, no phone connection, because there is a problem with the gadget. The very heart of the gadget, the problem of that heart is called sin. And so we deal with that issue of sin, and then we can talk about connection. It has something to do with being connected with the source. That heart, that's more of a heart issue. I was wondering yesterday, I said, man, if I just go to Busubo, so I run by myself. That was stupid, by the way. But anyways, I do it once in a while. So I went there and decided to run 21K by myself. Okay, and I went in there, mountains, beautiful mountains, foggy road, not too much motorcycles, and you're just doing running, so cold, so nice, seeing the mountains and the greens, and seeing the sun coming up, and you get lost with the beauty of nature. And yet, when I look at my iPhone, no more connection. No wonder why some of the runners, they wear almost like a dog tag. You know, and then there's an information about you, your name, your birth date, person to contact, your blood type. If you're a diabetic, you have to put it there so that when something happens, they would know what to do with you when you get lost somewhere. And so very crucial. Why? Because you have to have connection. It will be fearful for mankind not to be connected. We're born to be connected. We're born to be in a community. You cut that off and we will be worthless. Are we here today? That's our condition. So therefore, we look at this passage and says, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. All the laws of Moses hang in these, on these two commandments. Talking about hang on these two commandments, I brought with me a hanger. Let's just think this is, you know, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. We'll talk about loving your neighbor next week, for the next 2 weeks, in sync and share. Loving your people around you, loving those who have never heard of the gospel. That's one of them. But the other one is love God with all your heart. And all the laws of Moses hang on these two greatest commandments. Now, I have with me, I brought some things with me here. Somebody should give a candy to someone. And I brought some shirt, and you hung it in here. It may be very important, but you have to hang it. It's hang on this, it says. And then we have, you know, major law of Moses. You put it, you hang it in here, so it won't make sense. So it will make sense. You get your coat, get your tie, hung it, and you got your coat here. Can I ask my assistant, John Webb, on orange shirt?
I got it.
To carry it for me. Okay, and we have a jacket here. Can you put it on there? Just hang it. And then, of course, we have Pastor Mark's signature jacket. This is Pastor Mark's personality, right? He just needed a motorcycle with this. And then you hang it on there. But there are only a few clothings there. There are 613 laws hanging on these two commandments. And then it would make sense for an average Jew what it means to fulfill 613 laws. Just remember, love God and love your neighbor. You remember these two and you apply this in your life, then life would really make sense. Now, talking about, you know, loving one another, I don't have time to explain it today because Pastor Mark has given me a very limited time. He didn't give me 3 hours. Say thank you, Lord. So therefore, I don't have time to talk about loving one another. We'll talk about it next week and the next week. Today, I want to focus on loving God. And talking about loving God, in order for this to make sense, I want you to know that we are not able to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We don't have the capability of doing it. We don't have a capability to get connected with God by ourselves. In fact, that's why we're called the fallen men. There's fallen nature in us. We have fallen short of the glory of God. We have fallen short of the hot spots of God. That we're not able to connect because we have fallen short. Because of our sins. But guess what? God continues to seek us anyway. He continued to seek us and try to pursue us all this time. It started off in Genesis chapter 3, if I'm not mistaken. And it says, but the Lord God called to the man. This is our great-great-great-grandfather called Adam. Okay? So pag nakita mo yung anak mo, medyo nagre-rebel. Look at your son, anak talaga ni Adan to. Anak talaga ni Adan, di ba? So, but it says when Adam sinned against God, God was, you know, they used to walk together in the garden. And then at one point, the Lord asked this, one of the first questions in the book of Genesis. The question was, where are you? Where are you? We used to be together walking along in this park, in this garden. But where are you this time? Adam, where are you? And you could hear the echo. I'm sure Adam was hearing the voice of God, but he's hiding somewhere. Yeah. Running away from God. Do you know that we have this propensity to run away from God? You heard of the testimony? You know, before when I was younger, I was seeking God. I went to the bars. Every night I would go to the bars just to see God. Have you heard those testimonies? Us trying to seek God in a relationship. From one relationship to another, I was seeking God. I drank all the types of beers in the world. San Miguel is still the best. No, but anyways. Then you move on and say, I've drunk all the type of, you know, whatever. Got into all these vices because I was trying to look for God. You know what? It's a lie. Nobody seeks God. Romans chapter 3 says this. No one who knows God. Romans chapter 3. As it is written, there's no one righteous, not even one. There's no one who understands. No one. Come on, let's read the last five words. No one who seeks God. That's the fallen condition of our situation. No one who seeks God, verse 11. And it says, all have turned away and they have together become worthless. There's no one who does good, not even one. We are rendered worthless, that's what it says. But it's a beautiful, worthless thing. Yeah, but it's still worthless. How many of you here, you have iPhone 6? Raise your hands. No iPhone 6 yet. Okay. I thought somebody would raise his hand. 6? No, 5. But you have an iPad, you have a laptop, and you have a desktop. High-powered unit you have. But how many of you know it would be worthless if you don't know how to use them? If you don't know the purpose of a thing, it becomes worthless. The scripture says we have become worthless. Even the most beautiful gadget with no connection is worthless. Some of us, we have gadgets, but we don't even know how to use them. We call our apo to use it for us. Anak, pakibukas nga Facebook. Ano yung FB? And it's worthless if you don't know how to use them. And this is what it says. Because of that lack of connection, we have become worthless. There's no one who does good, not even one. That's our condition. He seeks us. He longs to know us. And in the scripture, you know, stories upon stories. I was reading an article last night about atheists and agnostics who have come to know God, who have come to know Christ. And they made their testimonies. I was reading that article about 10 reasons why there is God by former atheists. And one of them is, I put his picture here on the PowerPoint. Let's look at how he has turned his life to God. And this guy was one of the people who have made Mother Teresa known all over the world. He was the one who discovered Mother Teresa and made Mother Teresa as famous as he was. And this is what he said. He was a former agnostic atheist. This was, I had a notion that somehow besides questing, I was being pursued. Deep down in his heart, he knew that he was being pursued. One of the greatest authors of all time in the last century. This is what he said. His name is C.S. Lewis. And this is what he said. The steady, unrelenting approach of him whom I'm so earnestly desired not to meet. I gave in and admitted that God was God. C.S. Lewis. One of the most famous atheists during our time. And yet he made a comment about that he gave in finally because he was God pursuing him. Let me tell you this. God has been asking that question and you could hear the echo today. Where are you? He's been seeking and seeking. And guess what? We are nowhere to be found. And guess what? He found us because he sent. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. Not only that he seeks, he sends. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to answer our dilemma. And because of that, now we can come in. The scripture says, I'd like to read this passage in Ephesians chapter 2. I'd like us to look at this passage. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace for those who were near. If you think you're near the hot spot, then good for you. But what about those far away? Yeah. He says here, for through him we both have access. Come on now, say access. Through Christ, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. I was having my personal Wi-Fi. Did I share this today in the last service? I had my personal Wi-Fi. I pay for it every month, and I carry it with me all the time. And so I had my own personal connection to a hotspot, to an internet. And one time I was in a restaurant, and somebody was looking around, looking for Ferdy. Why? Because when I open my pocket Wi-Fi, it will come out from your computer, on your computer, and it says, Ferdy Wi-Fi. So they look, who's Ferdy here? I like an access. So, siyempre, mukhang Ferdy ho ba ako? So, he looked at me, kayo po ba si Ferdy? Yes, pwede yung pa-access, meron lang po akong email. Oh, sure. Tapos pag-check niya gano'n, ano pong password? Ito, nakikikonnect ka na nga eh. And then, ano pong password? Oh, sure. Don't tell anyone, okay? Yes, sir. What's your password? My password is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. That's my password. Obvious ba na, Pastor? But guess what? My scripture says, in order for you to have that access, is through Him. Through Christ Jesus. Who among here you want access to God with no intervention, with no interruption, continuous connection with God? Guess what? Only through Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, let's give Him praise right now. Only through Jesus. Through Him. Far, maybe you're from Metro East, from Farview to Alabang. Did I say Alabang? We have connection, whether far or near. It says we have access to the Father through Him. He is the password. Christ Jesus is the password. Now, loving God will be made possible. Because before, it is not made possible. Yes, even though you've done good works in the past. Some people ask, Pastor, are you telling me the good things I have done before? You know, what about those? I've done good things in the past. Who among you here, you've done good things in the past? Raise your hands. You know, I've helped my mom. I've served my mom, and I've helped my siblings to go to college. How many know those are good things? But what about those? Are they counted? Guess what? A theologian says they were all, one word, rubbish. Rubbish in Tagalog, basura. Another term, rubbish means dung. Not dong. Dung. Wag na nating tagalugin kasi mag-iiba. And yet it says, these good works are rubbish. And then he says, why? It's unfair. Those are good things. How could they be rubbish? And says, question is this. Why have you done those good things? Why? Why did you serve your mom? Well, because my brothers are expecting me to do it, and I don't want them to think I am irresponsible. In other words, I'm consumed with my reputation. Why did you send your siblings to college? Because all the clans, all the people are expecting me to do something about it. See, it's all about him. It's all about his reputation. You see, what would make things rubbish is because of the intent of the heart. And it's all about you. It's not about the source. It's about you. But let me tell you this. If you get connected with a source through Christ Jesus, when you do good things, it's not because you're concerned about your reputation, but because you're concerned about the fame of the source. You want God to become more famous in your life. You want God to be more magnified every time they see you. And that, folks, is what we call connection with the source through Christ. And that relationship would make our life, it would make some sense in our lives. And that is very crucial. Some of you are wondering, Pastor, how can this be applied in my life? Well, there was a story of a man whose, his name is Bertram Lim. He's a good friend, met by Pastor Joey Bonifacio the other week, the last time. And Pastor Joey was sharing this last week. And he was sharing the story about Bertram Lim, who graduated from the University of the Philippines. And he took mechanical engineering. He was one of the, he graduated cum laude, you know, in his batch, and he was sent by his parents to the one of the best engineering universities in the world, MIT, hindi po Mapua. ano nga ba yon? Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Boston. So he was sent there by his parents, representing the nation of the Philippines, of course. So he started studying there, and when he got in there, he started taking the exams. Guess what happened? First exam, he failed. Never in his life that he has experienced failure in an exam. Then the next time he took another exam, he failed again. Now the pressure was on him because he was thinking, my parents sent me here to study and it'd be an embarrassment for me to go home as I've represented the Philippines in this university. What would they think about me? Oh God. So now he started, then he asked the Lord and says, Lord, what should I do? What should I do? Then he connected with God basically and asked God in prayer, Lord, what should I do? And the Lord spoke to him. The Lord has only one word for him. Rests. Say rests. Rest. You know, how many know sometimes when we receive simple word from the Lord, we just want, Lord, yun lang? Wala bang mas mahirap-hirap? Tumbling kaya, Lord. You know? We want something harder, you know? And yet the Lord says, take a rest. It didn't make sense to him at first, but he obeyed. He rested. He slept for 10 hours. Woke up and, you know, and took some food and did what he needed to do and then went back again to sleep. He rested for a few days. Then afterwards went back again to his exams. The first exam, you know what happened? After he rested and obeyed the Lord, first exam, he got 100%. Perfect score. The next exam, he took the next exam. Guess what he had? Perfect score again, 100%. Another exam. You know what he received? Come on, you would know the next one. Perfect score again, 100%. The next exam again, he got what? Come on, participate with me now. Make this illustration easy. 100% again. He took another exam and another exam and another exam. He got 100% on all the exams for the next 9 months. He has a Master of Engineering for 2 years. The professors were a bit embarrassed because they don't know what to teach him anymore. He said, your course is 2 years, but we're sending you back after 9 months. We have nothing to teach you. Up to now, he is the only person who is a record holder of passing series of exams that up to now, nobody has beaten him yet. Maybe you're the one. You're next. You try it. Go to MIT. You know, get their exams. He made it. Here's a man who's connected to God, obeyed the Lord. Simple instruction, rests. Yung iba sobrang rest, kailangan mag-aral. So iba naman po instruction sa inyo. Aral. Rest naman ako, Lord. Ah, hindi. Study. You know, worthy Lord, say, study. Then he went back home and worked with his brother. And they started working their dad's company, running their dad's company. And it's an advertisement company. But their company went from here to here. It went down. The dad came to these brothers, Bertram and his brother, and says, what happened here? I said, Dad, because we don't want to allow any sleazy advertisement, anything that has connection with cigarette, sleaziness, drinks, alcohol. We are not going to advertise them. And so what happened was their business went down. They don't have anything to say to their dad. But something happened. A Panasonic company from Japan came and discovered them and gave them the latest technology available. And they started using it way back in the 60s, 70s. It's Neon. They're actually called the United Neon. That's the name of their company. And then another advancement in technology came here from Japan. And they were the ones that they were looking for. And now they started applying those technology that they've been receiving. Now they're the top advertisement billboard company, at least in our nation today. In fact, now he's retired, but once in a while he would donate an advertisement, a different kind of advertisement like this one. Let's look at this one. If you must curse, use your own name, God. Now, I don't know where this is in the Bible, but it sounds biblical though. I think it has something to do with the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not what? Use the Lord of God, name of the Lord in vain. I guess it is connection to that. And he would use advertisement like this one, but he's the one who really paid for it from his own pocket. Here's a man who made history because he's connected to God. What about you today? How would you respond when God said, "Where are you?" When my daughter was in high school, I would call her, "Elizabeth, where are you?" I would pick her up from school, and then she would respond. I would imagine her responding in front of her classmates. "Dad, yes, this is Ellie. Where are you? I'm here in the same building where you left me off this morning." No. "Where exactly in that building?" "I'm in the 5th floor, Dad." "Okay, go down to the lobby so when I pick you up, you're ready. Is that okay?" Every day it's like that. The next day, "Elizabeth, where are you?" I think sometimes she would hide from her classmate and answer me, "The same place where you left me off, Dad." How many know it's tough when someone asks you, "Nasan ka na?" You know? I'm near na. Diba? Near na me. Now that's jolog. I mean, that, what do you call that? Jejimon. Okay. Near na me. Pause. And say, oh, near na me, pause. Say, how many know it's tough when a wife says, "Where are you, hon?" It depends on where you are. If you're a husband, "I'm in traffic, sweetie. Give me 10 minutes. But where are you?" That's a tough question. When someone asks you, "Where are you?" Usually it's someone who is in higher authority. Not the man that your wife is in higher authority. I'm just saying. That's wrong. Cut it off from the podcast. We lead together. We're in this together, sweetie. We're teammates. Okay. Where are you? That's a tough question. When God asks Adam, "Where are you?" Guess what? Can you hear it? It's echoing or throughout human history. Can you hear it? It's still there. Can you be reached by that hot spot? Because it's still there and it says, "Where are you?" I want you to close your eyes right now. God is asking you that question today. Where are you, son? Where are you, daughter? Where are you in our relationship? What is your status? Where are you? As God is asking that question today, the Lord is so sincere. He asked Adam and he's asking you today. And you know what? It can be made possible and you can respond because you know now the password. That password is no other than Christ, who died on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. And through Christ, you can now have access. Now that you have access, not only that you have access, but you can get into a whole new world of adventure. Now you can download information. You can download the grace of God and His blessings in your life. You can download His wisdom. When you are in need of help, you can download His help. When you're in need of something, you can download it because He is here for you. Oh, Father God, I pray for each one who are here today. I pray for your grace. I pray for a greater understanding of who you are in our lives today. The greatest commandment, now made possible through Christ Jesus. We can't, apart from Christ, we cannot love you with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. But because of what Christ has done, we can love you back. We love because you loved us first. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we just give the Lord a praise?